Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Anyone else out there, you had no idea what your career was, but you kind of bumbled into one, or maybe you're in that transition phase right now. I know that one thing that unites all of us right now is we are in a moment of transition. Globally, we're in a moment of transition. Some of you are in a moment of transition because, you know, the kids left, or you're changing a job, or you're looking for this new opportunity. But globally, we're in this new moment of transition. And what's beautiful in moments of transition is we get to make new decisions for ourselves. And I was making decisions for myself, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I took a corporate job. It was a great job. Right out of college, got a great job. Moved from small town Montana to big city San Francisco, California, which was like hugely, I mean, it was so big of a city, so expensive. I couldn't believe it. I got a job consulting, basically, building like PowerPoint presentations and frameworks to teach executive stuff. I was so young and so dumb, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. But, you know, I kept thinking about that car accident I'd had and how my life had been changing. And every time I told the big, long story of the car accident, which I'll spare you today, but those insights that I'd learned about living and loving and mattering, and how every night I go to bed and I ask, did I live today? Did I love today? Did I matter today? Because my car accident taught me that if you don't know the questions you're going to ask yourself at the end of your life, how you're going to evaluate yourself, how could you live purposefully each day? And I learned
in my car accident, at the end of my life, I'll probably ask, did I live? Did I live well? Did I love? Did I love openly? Did I matter? Did I make a difference? So every night I ask, did I do that today? So I started living more intentionally. And I tell my friends that, and they're like, that's inspiring. You should tell me more about that. And then we'd have conversations about their life. And I found out like I was kind of like coaching them a little bit or giving them advice. I liked doing that. And I was always reading these personal development books. I thought, you know, maybe I'll write a book one day. I don't know. I don't know how to write, but maybe I'll write a book one day. But you know what? 7 years marched on of that corporate job. It was good. It was good. But in the back of my head, that transition mindset was building. It's time to do something that is more true to me. It's time to do something that is an expression of something that's inside that maybe people don't know, but it's a transition moment. You're in a transition moment. That's why you're here, I promise. And so I thought, okay, I'm gonna make the leap. And I decided to leave my safe corporate job to become a full-time writer, to write my first book. And I did what most writers do. I promptly went broke. I was like, I had no idea. I was just trying to spend all this money on all these things. I had no idea what was happening. And I had no guidance, no direction, no courses. I didn't know what to do. The industry really did not exist other than, hey, go get an agent and hopefully get published. There was the online marketing industry was barely emerging. You know, the modern digital economy was still 4 or 5 years away. I mean, it was really like early, but I decided to write that book. The challenge is I went broke. I ran out of money. I couldn't get an agent. I couldn't find a publisher. And so it got worse and worse and worse. And I kept trying to write and fool myself. And I was going through a little imposter syndrome. Well, who am I to write? I mean, I'd read Hemingway. Like, oh, come on, what are you gonna do after that? So one day at night, I keep trying to write. I'm living now in my girlfriend's apartment. I couldn't afford my apartment in San Francisco anymore. I couldn't afford it. In San Francisco, California, it's like $9, right? So I just couldn't do anything. It was bad. My then girlfriend was buying my groceries. I had to move in with her, give up my apartment. I had set up in her bedroom, because the apartments in San Francisco were tiny, if you're struggling, I mean, tiny, tiny. And I had this little table like this big that was my mom's fold-out sewing room table from home. And I set it up, I put my laptop on it, and it was a borrowed laptop I had to return, and I was writing. Just every day or every night I was trying to write. It wasn't particularly, honestly, effective. I was struggling to be productive. And then one night I was kind of finding a little bit of a groove, and I was writing, and Denise, my then girlfriend, she came in and she walked by my little desk, and she was trying not to disturb me because I was like this. I don't know about y'all, but when you get creative, it's like the rest of the world doesn't exist, and you're like in this flow, in this zone, and something true and beautiful for you, and you're just guided. And I just was like tapping along, even though it sucked, but I was in a flow. And at the same time, I was literally in that flow. I was at that moment in my life going into bankruptcy. And the apartment was so small that basically I had that little table, but also the bed next to me. And I would set every day all my stuff on the bed, my vision boards, my research papers, other books, all of my bills and invoices and credit card statements. And it was just like the bed during the day was like my extended desk. So I had this little desk to write on. Well, Denise comes in to go to bed and she goes to not disturb my paper. So she goes to crawl under the covers and get settled in bed. And I stopped typing at some point, and I kind of looked over and I saw Denise, love of my life, sleeping under the weight of my bills. Literally, she was sleeping under the bills. She was trying not to disturb them. And I don't know what it was about that image, but it just went and it just, man, I don't know if you've ever been in that place, but none of us want to be the cause of pain or lack in our family's lives. And I was. She was working so hard every day, buying my groceries, paying the rent, and here she is sleeping on my bills. And it just snapped something in my side of me. I'm like, ugh. You know, I've had this idea I'm gonna be a writer. No, I'm gonna write, this book's getting done. You know, I know there's this online marketing thing, and I need to learn how to make a web page and, you know, take some payment on the internet and do a video or write some sales copy. But I hadn't done it because I thought, well, I don't know how. And sometimes we go, well, I don't know how, so we don't begin. Not realizing you don't get competence without beginning. Not realizing the only reason you haven't started, it's not because the technical part about it. That's the story we tell ourselves. The truth is, we are fearful. And when we say, oh, I'm not afraid, but I go, oh, okay, maybe fear doesn't resonate with you. But I can tell you, your human behavior, it's what I spent the last 25 years of my life studying deeply. And that is, most of the time we don't start something is because we're embarrassed to be seen starting small. We're embarrassed. Our friends will see us start as a new coach or as a writer. We're embarrassed that people at work will see that we started this thing on the side, discover our side passion or side hustle. And we're embarrassed that we'll put a website up and no one will come. We're embarrassed we'll post our first video. It will suck. No one will like it. And we've all been through that because it's not technical. You can figure it out. It's awkward. It's always going to be awkward the first time you do something. Don't be so weirded out by that. But what I learned in that moment when I saw my lady sleeping under my bills was I was not going to allow that to happen anymore. I was going to learn what must be learned to build abundance in my life. I was going to learn what must be learned to get to do my art every day with abundance, to share what I want to share with the world unfettered and not scared. That's what I decided. It was a simple, I'm going to do this.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag #GrowthDay. That's #GrowthDay, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. .com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people, and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.